Good morning. It's Friday, November 21st, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A fierce political clash erupted in Washington on Thursday. President Donald Trump accused six Democratic lawmakers of seditious behavior punishable by death after they released a video urging U.S. service members to refuse unlawful orders. The lawmakers, all military or intelligence veterans, said Trump's language was dangerous and amounted to intimidation. Trump doubled down in several Truth Social posts, calling the group traitors and suggesting they should be arrested. The White House denied he was calling for executions, but congressional leaders said they're working with Capitol Police to ensure the lawmakers' safety. The Justice Department and Pentagon are reviewing the incident as concerns grow over escalating political violence in the U.S. Another news. A tense week in Charlotte has left the city on edge. Federal agents arrested more than 250 people since Saturday in what the Trump administration calls Operation Charlotte's Web, part of its expanding immigration crackdown. Homeland Security officials say the arrests targeted violent offenders and gang members, but state leaders say innocent residents are being swept up. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein accused agents of racial profiling and using paramilitary tactics, while Mayor Vi Lyles urged federal officers to show restraint. Migrant communities are sheltering indoors as the operation continues with no announced end date. Local officials warn the raids may soon expand to Raleigh, heightening fears across the state. Another news, a federal indictment has thrown Congress into turmoil. Florida Democrat Sheila Cherfilas McCormick is charged with stealing $5 million in FEMA disaster funds and laundering the money into her 2021 campaign. Prosecutors say she and her brother diverted an accidental overpayment meant for COVID vaccine registration, routing it through multiple accounts before using portions for political contributions. The congresswoman insists she's innocent, calling the charges a sham, but she faces up to 53 years in prison if convicted. The House Ethics Committee is conducting its own investigation, and Republicans are moving to introduce a resolution to expel her. The case marks one of the most serious corruption allegations in Congress in recent years. Around the world, tensions over Iran's nuclear program are rising again. Tehran says it will not allow the International Atomic Energy Agency to inspect nuclear sites hit during this year's 12-day war with Israel unless a new agreement is reached first. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi argued it would be unwise to let inspectors assess damage inflicted by Israeli and U.S. strikes without broader political guarantees. The IAEA passed a resolution Thursday demanding access, but Iran claims Western nations have violated past agreements by triggering UN sanctions. Nuclear talks between Tehran and Washington remain frozen, with Iran refusing to negotiate on its missile program. The standoff now threatens to stall any monitoring of Iran's enrichment activity. Another news, defense cooperation between Washington and New Delhi is deepening. The U.S. has approved two weapons packages for India totaling nearly $93 million, including Javelin anti-tank missiles and Excalibur precision artillery rounds. The sale follows Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Washington and a new 10-year defense framework signed last month. As India diversifies away from Russian arms, whose share of Indian imports has dropped sharply, the U.S. is positioning itself as a key supplier. Officials say the weapons will bolster India's ability to counter regional threats and strengthen Indo-Pacific stability. The move also comes as both nations try to ease trade tensions triggered by recent U.S. tariffs on Indian goods. Another news. Central Vietnam is battling one of its worst flood disasters in decades. Relentless rains since the weekend have killed at least 41 people and left 9 missing, while more than 52,000 homes sit underwater. Some areas saw over 1.5 meters of rainfall in just days, surpassing records from the 1993 floods. the coastal cities of Hoi An and Nha Trang are among the hardest hit, with power outages affecting 500,000 households. Landslides have shut major highways, including a key route into the tourist hub of Dalat. Emergency crews are evacuating tens of thousands as more heavy rain is forecast through Sunday, raising fears of further devastation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.